What is the oldest city in Michigan? We'll give you a moment to ponder the answer and the founder, and then return with this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. As Paul Sabourin explains, to find the oldest European settlement in Michigan, you have to go a long way north.
Sault Ste. Marie itself, one of the interesting historical facts is that in the state of Michigan, we are the first permanent mission. It was established in 1668.
Paul is the curator of the Sault Historic Sites, which includes the tallest structure in the city, the Tower of History. It's not only a museum, but serves as a marker for the founding of this place.
If in the background you do see the Tower of History, next to it is the St. Mary's Cathedral. That is the location where Father Jacques Marquette first established his permanent mission.
Paul says the city is preparing for a big celebration year, but you may have to practice a few times how to say it.
To be having a tongue twister, we are celebrating our semi-septcentennial. Sept, centennial, 700 years. Semi, half of 700 is 350. This is going to be next year's celebration.
The settlement and today's city remained here because of its important location as a transfer point between the Great Lakes. Originally, it was a portage point where boats were taken out of the water and hauled overland to the next lake. Part of the site Paul oversees is the old freighter, the Valley Camp, that is moored right next to where we did this interview.
This year, we just finished celebrating 100 years of the launch of the ship that's behind us, and also for the Sault Historic Site, the Jubilee, the 50 year of existence. Just down the stream are the Sault Locks, and those definitely is one of the main attractions here in Sault Ste. Marie.
The ship, Valley Camp, has quite a story itself. Step on board next time as we travel the countryside in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. I'm Andrew McCray.